keeping hay besides the barn, they might have just several poles and some sort of roof to it that you put hay on it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Now, that's modern stuff. Just an open hay barn.
I see. But that's come along in later years.
Yeah, that's come along later years. But I had an uncle that lived out here southwest of town, Texas County, that he had a tin roof on his barn. And some of these old chickens would get to where they'd fly like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And his old hens made a nest up in the top of this barn way over to one side, right under that tin, and laid a nest full of eggs and then abandoned the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun heated that tin hot enough until it hatched that bunch of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They heard the little old chickens peeping. And my uncle sent my cousin, the only boy that was in the family. He was small, and he crawled back in there and found this bunch of little chickens. I don't know how many, but that's the way they hatched from
from the heat.
From the heat from the roof of that barn. Well, you see that old tin get hot, it's hot in the daytime until it never would cool off real good at night. Summertime.
Right. I see. Right. Well, talking about hay, does the term windrows mean anything?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they rake it up from windrows. And they dump it. And if they baled it, these old horse powered balers, they had what they called a bull rake. And they go them, it was some long forked stuff, things made out of wood. And they'd put a horse on each end of it. Or some of them might have the horse rigged up to where the horse would be behind. And they'd be pulling, but yet they'd be pushing. And pick up these windrows of hay and take it to the baler. And it taken two men and a horse to operate one of those balers. One to tie the hay out and one to feed it. And the horse just walked right around and around and around. Then they used to have a treadmill. I've never seen one. I've heard my daddy and other people talk about them that they'd use around these dairies. And when they'd get ready to churn, they'd put the milk in an old barrel churn and just whatever was handy.
Right.
Bull or cow or little old mule. And they get them in there and they got to walk. And they can't go nowhere. And when they get through churning, well, they go out there and shut the thing down and let them out of there.
Well, Tarky, you mentioned a cow barn where you keep your cows inside. The place where you kept your hogs, that was a...
That was a hog pen.
Did that ever have any kind of shelter to it, or is it all open?
Oh, most of the time it was open. Sometimes in the winter time, if they'd have a little old shed-like thing built in the back, and now range hogs, they'd build their